This
is Mythical.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Okay, all you Myrtle Beasts, it's time for another Gen Z Slang of the Week.
All right, Charles, you ready to learn some more Gen Z slang?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do it. Okay, this week's phrase is spilling the tea.
Spilling the tea?
Yep, spilling the tea. What do you think that means?
Spilling the tea. That means you let something out of the bag that you weren't supposed to tell somebody, that somebody told you something in confidence and you can't keep a secret.
Wow, that's actually really close. Have you heard of it before?
Well, it just kind of looked like, sounded like something like, you know, instead of spilling the beans, you said spilt the tea.
Oh.
And that's the reason I said what I said, because it was like somebody told you a secret and you didn't keep it.
I've honestly never thought of it like that. Good point. So let me give you some more context. What if I called you up and said something like, "Whoo, Charles, I have tea to spill later." And you're going to want to sit down for it because this tea is hot.
That means you've either found out something that you think I need to know, or something that's happened and I need to know, and it's not going to be good when you tell me about it. It's going to be something that might upset me, and or I need to be braced for it, to be sitting down so I don't fall down.
So basically, spilling the tea is like gossiping. The official definition, according to Google, is to share juicy or exclusive details about a situation or person, aka to gossip. And you know what? You and Link kind of already do this in the main episodes in Don't Tell Nana.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're telling stories that you do not want her to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so now that you know what it means, would you say that you and Nancy spill tea to each other?
Well, I don't do much gossiping. I'm pretty good at, if somebody tells me something in confidence, I'm probably gonna tell Nancy what they told me or something, but I'm not going to just run around and tell everybody else. And I hate to say this to you, Logan, but I think women are worse about can't keep when somebody tells them something that's a juicy thing, they can't keep it to themselves. They got to tell somebody else. I just think men, when you tell them something or somebody tells them something, they just kind of shove it to the side and just say, "The heck with it." You know, I ain't worried about that no way. That ain't gonna be something that's the end of the world. But
you say that, but I think men love to hear it just as much as women might like to spill it.
No, well,
don't you just find it a little bit fun to hear the tea?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of like Nancy. I remember she told me, she said this girl and her husband were separated for 13 years and were kind of still going back and forth, and now they're back together. And
Oh no,
this was my hairdresser that told me this today. And she said it probably ain't a good thing, but, you know, she's back with him, and they didn't ever get a divorce or nothing. Oh, damn.
Wow.
Nancy's told me of people that got a divorce, married somebody else, and then got another divorce, and then went back and married the first wife that was with. And I said, "Well, you ain't got to worry about that with me.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about me spilling the tea and me marrying somebody else. It ain't going to happen.
Okay. So yet again, wife sandwiches have come back into play on Dispatches from Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Okay. We'll probably be, me and Link's going to probably be spilling the tea some about something with, you know, with Nana. So we, you, when we spill the tea, you can't tell Nana. So we'll probably be spilling the tea with that and about a lot of other stuff too. So we'll just have to wait and see how I learn about spilling the tea and where y'all get a big kick out of it.
Wonderful. That was great.